House Majority Representative spoke about the statewide testimony during a press conference Thursday morning. Finance co-chair Mark Newman, a Republican from Big Lake, outlined the size of budget cuts under consideration in the House Finance Committee.
Total reductions that we did were almost $400 million, $387.4 million. That's about an 8.6% reduction below FY15 on that. Those are some pretty big reductions. You know, we're looking at some unprecedented challenges this year. Nobody realized that we were going to lose 60% of our revenue in the last 6 months, but it happened. And I think we're reacting to that and we're dealing with it.
By Thursday, the committee had received more than 580 emails and written testimony and had heard from over 250 Alaskans during the budget process. Newman and other committee members said they'd heard support to restore ferry funding, public broadcasting money, and funding for the Department of Natural Resources forestry staff. The other co-chair of that committee, Fairbanks Republican Steve Thompson, said the group was trying to get balance in the budget cuts.
If we're going to increase the budget in one area, where are we going to reduce it in another? Increase education funding, do we reduce senior services? Or if senior services wants to be increased, do we decrease in another area? We're trying to balance this out, and it's a difficult thing to do, but we're trying to get through this where that we don't completely kill a program or something that means a lot.
Thompson thought budget cuts next year would be even more difficult than this year. The state is facing a budget deficit of over $3 billion. Like the testimony from elsewhere in Alaska, residents in Petersburg wanted smaller cuts or no cuts to state funding. School board member and parent Megan Litster urged the committee not to cut one-time school money approved under last year's education funding bill, House Bill 278. Along with an obesity prevention grant for the school district.
These two programs together, if cut as proposed this year, would equal about $300,000 in funds from our district next year alone. In real life numbers, that could mean four teaching positions and multiple programs in our district.
Acting School Superintendent Erica Clute-Painter said the Petersburg District planned on the one-time funding to districts approved last year, as well as what was expected to be the four-year obesity prevention grant.
This money needs to be reinstated. Our budget was responsibly prepared based on this forward funding. We would like you to keep the promise. These actions will result in lost reduced staffing, additional program cuts in our district, and cuts to activities and travel in the very near future.
Other testimonies sought a smaller reduction for public broadcasting, TV stations, and radio stations like KFSK. Charles Ed Wood spoke about the importance of local radio.
There's no doubt that in times of severe fiscal deficits that government expenditures need to be reduced. However, in my view, the proposed 59% cut to public broadcasting is excessive. The impact of public broadcasting shouldn't be taken lightly in the context of an informed public.
Another resident, Bob Martin, also asked the committee to reconsider the cut to public radio.
I know you have a tough job with these budget cuts, but 59% is an extreme cut to one agency, and I think it would lead to huge cuts to local programming. And without that, I think the whole statewide public radio network becomes less relevant to everybody.
Others testifying focused on ferry system cuts that could mean a 20% reduction in service on the Alaska Marine Highway system. Dave Kensinger uses the ferries to bring in fruits and vegetables for sale in southeast communities.
My business will be affected by cancellation of my ferry service this summer. Direct costs in my business, myself, is $20,000, and I've also informed one employee that they will not be working this summer. So your cuts are going to have real consequences. They're going to have real consequences to the economy.
Another local business owner, David Berg of Viking Travel, opposed the cuts to the ferry system, especially those that would disrupt service for people who've already purchased tickets.
Changes to ferry schedules are not like the airlines. The airlines, you can change tickets 1, 2, 3, maybe 4, even 6 hours. But ferries, if they're canceled, you have a cancel of 1 or 2 days, it means changing entire trips around, eliminating stops and canceling lodging and tour arrangements that have been made sometimes months in advance.
The Finance Committee chair is expected to continue work on their version of the budget into this week. The spending plan could go to a vote on the House floor by the middle of this week, and once it's passed by the House, the Senate starts work on the operating budget. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.